Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is a special edition of Fans in the Pro, broadcasting live from the First American Bank's J.B. Falgu building right here in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20 West. Come on by. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. Get your free American flag and some jambalaya, and we are thrilled to have our next guest, Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course, served in Vietnam October of 67 through October of 69. Before we say anything, welcome to the show, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Did you play golf today?
I did.
How'd you play?
I hit them left, right.
Just like, like the military, right?
left, right.
Let you hit
like
them.
The military.
Mr. Claude, I definitely want to tell you thank you for your service, and thank you for, you know, just the guidance that you continue to give, and you know, definitely God bless you, and, you know, just thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of entities and companies talk about being a community, whatever. This is a community bank, and it has been so for 115 years. You have banked here, I think, for 65. Is there anything that you have financed that you have not financed here?
I financed my home here. I financed one of my vehicles here. They've just been tremendous to me. The tellers are extremely good and greeting and welcoming.
That's what you need, right? Community.
Exactly.
Mr. Claude, and I just wanted to just to follow up a little bit about that. It's just, you know, when maybe it's something that you directly can't answer for them, how do they reach out to you, or can you be able to come in and get an appointment just to be able to talk to somebody, just to, you know, just to back up what we're saying so people understand and know that if they are considering, you know, just some of the things that they've been able to help you with, not just, hey, you know, opening up an account and cashing a check or taking my money per se, how have they helped you solving some of those problems over the years?
Well, you know, I walk in here and most of the time I could see, you know, whomever I need to. And if I need some guidance, they help me financially. They tell me, oh, you think you should do this, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And they just good folks.
And good times and bad, right? It's not always good times.
I just don't have no problems, you know?
Right.
And they treat me like a, you know, it's like, it's not like being treated like a stranger or anything. You know, they know me because of probably 65 years when some of them wasn't here, you know. It just continued.
Born and raised in this area, grew up on the river?
Grew up on the river. And yeah, North Vacherie.
How did that help you, or did that help you, as you have to acclimate, and I hate to use that word because you don't have to acclimate to Vietnam, you serve in our country, but how did it help you?
Well, being from the country, see, I probably was in about sixth grade and was in the swamps, you know, and just seeing wildlife, snakes, deer, rabbit. I actually was learning how to train beagles probably in the sixth grade, you know, and I got lost a couple of times in the wood, you know, just me.
Right, right.
But it helped me when I was over there. It helped me just to get acclimated to being in the woods, you know, and see why it, you know, cover your butt. That really helped me. Some people, I knew one guy from big city, he had problems. You know, I used to talk to him a lot.
You had to help him out.
You had to help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You were the welcoming committee.
He always wanted to be that good soldier.
Right.
You know, and of course, I was a squad leader. I was in charge of a howitzer.
I want to ask you about that. So you fired a howitzer?
Fired a 155 self-propelled howitzer.
I don't know what the question is, but what is that like?
What is it like? It's like,
give me a sense of how big. What is that when you say, like, is it you're standing behind?
Let's put it this way: a self-propelled howitzer. We fired 80 rounds. What means high explosive rounds? They weighed 80 pounds each.
The round?
80 plus piece. Yeah.
The round.
Wow.
The distance that they would go would be to determined by the charge we put in the chamber. And those things, they had the ability to pick up that round and put it in that chamber. But we, young, we would take that 80 pound and just throw it in there and listen for that seal sound.
That sounds like an important sound to me.
If you don't seal it, what happens when you ignite it, it goes around that round, and that round's still in that
chamber.
That chamber, and you better get out.
You better get out the way.
Daggone.
Mr. Cloud, now you might have shot to remember all that because we're talking about going back some years.
That's many years, Juice. It's been a long journey, and, you know, I've struggled along the way.
I can understand
been
that.
Been knocked down sometime.
Yes, sir.
But, God's been good.
Well, you're able to get back up. And so, like I said, when we first started, I had to thank you for just everything that you've done and you're doing for us and obviously, you know, here in the bank. And, you know, I want to talk about a little bit of this Rusty, Mr. Rusty, and that young man, you know, how he – if you that calculated from 67 to 69 – I don't even want to see you on the golf course. You know, I thought I had seen you out there maybe somewhere, but if you that calculated, Mr. Rusty, you Mike, he ain't telling us the truth. He talking about he hit him left and he hit him right. He hitting everything straight down the middle. I mean, and it's calculated where he knows, yep, this is the shot I want. It's going to be 25 yards, and it's just like, beep, it's straight down the middle, Mr. Rusty.
Yeah, okay.
Says you got me.
Yeah. See that, Mike? He have us in the bag. He just easing on down. He have us in
Deuce,
the bag. So
I saw you know the Eli open.
Yeah, but I mean I'm swinging with all my might, and you just like I ain't worried about
him.
Come
on, man.
Yeah, I ain't worried about him.
Yeah.
You just gonna be straight down the middle every time.
That's what I try to do.
Ain't no and trying. I know you're doing it.
You know what you gotta do, man. If you could swing 100 miles per hour, if you don't hit the sweet spot of that club, it's not gonna go as far if you swing 60 miles per hour and hit the sweet spot.
See, I'm trying to swing 100 and it ain't hitting the sweet spot. And I'm over there in the woods over there and you're just looking at me laughing at me. You're just going straight down straight down the middle every time.
Yeah, you know what I said? I'll get him.
I already know it. That's what you're saying.
The tortoise and the hare.
Wearing me out over there and I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, as if he has not done enough. At some point in your life, you taught yourself how to play the organ, and you play at church every week.
Yeah, not every week, but, you know, just about.
Tell me, you just went, they needed
an organ. No, what happened?
They needed an organ.
I'll tell you what happened. I used to go to this church, St. Philip, my home-based church. I would go there, and I would listen, and I'd see this lady playing that organ in there, and I knew music theory. You know, I did know music theory. I would hear that lady, and I'm sitting, and I said, bet y'all could do that, you know, play the organ. So I said, I asked the priest, I said, well, look, can I come in here and practice on the organ, you know? And he told me, as long as there's nothing going on,
he'll let you come in and practice.
Yeah, come practice. At that time, the church weren't locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after work, I'd go in that church, and I'd start teaching myself. Next thing I know, it's dark, and all you hear is that organ sound. And I said, well, it's time for me to get out. All I had was the light on the organ. So, yeah, that's fun, and I still play, you know. I'll help churches if they need me or they don't have a musician.
To come in and play.
Yeah, I'll play for this.
And you just learn by sound, pure sound?
No, I read.
So you read, okay.
I read and then I play. I play without sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Mike, I've been saying we in the wrong business.
Man plays golf, plays organ, and he sings. You sing too, right? You sing in his choir?
Yeah.
Baritone or tenor?
I'm between the two.
You're between the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much baritone-ish, but.
Well, you can get down
you
there.
You know, I can get.
If you
know,
need to get
mid-range.
Down there. Okay. If you need to go grab a note now, Mr. Claude, I think you can go grab a note.
Yeah. And, I even played a little bit at Our Lady of Peace Church, where a lot of these folk here attend. I played over there a little bit too. You know, that was a lady that said, man, we want to play gospel music. Can you come and help us? So I went out that way, and I started that with them. That was many years ago. Yeah.
A man of many talents.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I just don't understand how somebody who's retired and how can you not do something?
Now, you're going to stay busy. That was my next question for you. With all these other activities that you got going on, when you spending your time on the golf course?
Well, it's like when I get home from golf, I go do something else. When I get home from golf the next day or something, man, I might say, well, I remember that song, but it's bugging me. So in my man cave, I got a keyboard.
You got the itch, and you go get that song right there.
Try to understand what I need to do to play that.
I feel like we need a round of golf, and then some time in the man cave.
Yeah,
that sounds like a day.
I'm always busy.
you heard that, Mike? He ain't got time for us. Mr. Claude said he ain't got time for us. I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't have been more clear how I threw that out there. But look, I got around the golf in the day in the man cave. Well, I'm kind of busy.
Look. I talked to his friend today, Greek. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Greek said you were a quarterback.
No. I played some golf back in the day.
Okay.
But no, not a quarterback.
Greek told me. I thought he said quarterback, but I could be wrong.
I don't believe it now. You too sharp to talk about you wrong. I don't believe you wrong much now.
Yeah.
I don't believe it at all, Mr. Claude.
Well, Mr. Claude Stibe, known as Rusty on the golf course, we appreciate your service. We appreciate your time. You have made us all feel like we ain't done enough.
We ain't doing enough.
We
coming up short.
Right. But keep hitting them straight, my friend. Keep singing. Keep playing. Do not stop.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you for spending some time with us and talking about the relationship you have with this wonderful bank, First American.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Claude J. Stibe. What's the J for?
Joseph.
Claude Joseph Stibe. We're back after this. It's hard to get any better than what we just did, but we will try for the next 40 minutes. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with the First American Bank, 2785 Highway 20 West in Vachery. Back after this, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First American Bank, J.B. Falgu Building in Vacherie, 2785. Be here until 6 o'clock tonight, and then we will be on the road tomorrow heading to Charlotte to take on the 5-4 Carolina Panthers. And David Newton covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D. Newton, ESPN. Newton is N-E-W-T-O-N. David, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, and right now I know the Panthers are kind of on fire, and I'm actually at a establishment watching fire spinners going around, so sorry about the background noise.
That is all right. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, and that was kind of my first question. I mean, I've watched a lot of your games, and you know, certainly the big win on the road with Green Bay, and so this is going to be a little leading, and I think, but I heard, I've listened to a lot of radio shows, you know, like, are the Panthers for real, right? 5-4, are the Panthers for real?
The question for me right now, I think the Panthers are a much improved football team over what they've been in past years. For real, like in for real, a playoff contender, I'm not sure quite yet. I think beating Green Bay was a big step. They had to beat a team with a winning record to kind of prove that they were legit, because their other four wins came against teams with losing records and really struggling. But I'm also kind of wondering if Green Bay is for real, because they've not been the team I thought they would be this year. So, but I do think that Carolina's headed in the right direction. I think they've got the foundation for being a team that in years to come can be a playoff team. I think Bryce Young is coming to his own. I think the defense has got a lot of great pieces. Derrick Brown and J.C. Horn, those guys, they're playing really good football right now. And so, yeah, for real, compared to what they've been in the past, they for real are really making a lot of people in Charlotte happier than they've been in the past years.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. You know, do you see, even though, you know, right now I know there's some question marks, hey, is this team a playoff? But I think you kind of answered it. You know, do you see enough as far as overall young talent for them to be at least an ascending team where every year, you know, they're a 10-plus type win team?
Yeah, they really need to win this game and next week against the Falcons, which they've already beaten 30-0, which may have been the most surprising game for me of all the season. But then they've got a really big stretch where they hit San Francisco, the Rams, Seattle's mixed in over there. They got Tampa Bay twice down the stretch. So for them to be for real, they've really got to probably win three or four of those games to prove that they can be a contender. I think they're a team that's kind of on the cusp of being a playoff contender, but it's still, you know, still a little bit of a ways. I mean, they've overcome some things. The injuries on the offensive line, they started a lot of different combinations. Bryce Young missed a game. They didn't win that game, but they've shown promise. I mean, the defense has played, you know, so much better. Last year was one of the worst defenses I'd ever seen in my life. And this year, you know, they've been around the top 10, top eight or so in some major categories. And I think at the beginning of the season, I said if the defense could be a top 18 defense, this team could be in a lot of games, and they've been better than that. So I think as well as Bryce seems to have played, he hasn't had to be a star. They've had a lot of good things. Rico Dowdle's been amazing. So, I think this team's got a lot of really good parts and are building in the right direction. I think that's the best way to put it.
Talk about Dowdle. So it's his first year in Carolina. Chuba Hubbard probably got the bulk of the carries, at least in those first four games. And then week five, Dowdle comes in and he just implodes, right? I mean, and he's got – he's 735 yards rushing. I think he's like third in the NFL. And he really didn't play a ton in those first four games. And the Saints have struggled running the ball. So the difference of a football team running the ball well, like Carolina is doing, and also – pretty good in the red zone offensively and really good defensively in the red zone. Man, you're dictating the action because you're able to run the football.
No, exactly. It kind of reminds me a little bit about, you know, their GM, Dan Morgan, in, 2002 when he came in here and he was a linebacker for the Panthers and John Fox was the head coach. They built that team. They had some good weapons. Steve Smith was a wide receiver and Mazin Muhammad, but they started off building that team around the running game and on the defensive front, and trying to make that team really tough to beat that way. And this team's kind of been built the same way by Dan Morgan, who said from the very beginning he wants this to be a team that's built from the inside out, and they're doing that. And again, that team, you know, after what 2 years after going 1-15, reached the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying this team's headed to the Super Bowl in another year, but I do think the formula is right. If you look around the league, most of the, you know, top teams right now are really running the ball well. I don't know if it's a trend. The league was pass happy there for a while. I don't know if it's going back to, you know, the 3 yards in a cloud of dust type thing. I don't think it's quite there. But Rico, to me, I mean, he's nobody really knew. He did well at Dallas last year, but nobody really knew just what kind of a talent he was. He's a violent runner. I mean, he hits the hole as well as anybody I've seen out there. And he's like in between the tackles. He's I think he leads the league in, you know, yardage inside of a tackle. So I can't say enough about what he's done. I actually thought it was a mistake from Dave Canales when, you know, Chuba Hubbard came back to kind of alternate the series because they were doing so well and they won two games with Dowdle. And I think he saw quickly that Dowdle, you know, was heads and tails above what Chuba was offering.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of it may have been as well not going away from Chuba, you know, just because you believed in him so much from a financial standpoint. And, you know, but Rico has definitely changed that team. But, you know, when you talk about changing it, if you look at the guards of who they signed last year, that's the type of guards they are. I mean, they're road graders, and so it fits the model of what you're trying to build. And, you know, you talk about Dan, and, you know, you talk about Jake DeLome, who I've seen him and Dan up top, you know, and just – we talked a little, I guess that was last year, I somewhat knew the vision as far as seeing and just talking about who they want to be. And I'm glad that it's paying off because I know for a while there it was, you know, it didn't seem like the vision could happen and maybe they had the wrong people leading it. But I'm glad that those guys are having some success and, you know, what they believed in and, you know, what they're trying to build for Carolina.
No, I agree totally. And I think you got to credit a little bit to David Tepper, who was very impatient for many years. And then, you know, he could have easily moved on again from last year from Dave Canales, but he stuck with him because he believed that he had the right people in Dan Morgan and Dave Canales to move this thing forward and the draft. And he still believed he had a good quarterback in Bryce Young, and you saw some of that towards the end of the season. You didn't see it immediately this year. They looked just about as bad as they were last year, those first two games, but they've settled down and found who they want to be. And I think a large part of that is Rico Dowdle and establishing that running game, because when you got that running game, it takes all the pressure off Rice to have to be the star and carry the load. And it gives the defense time to rest, because, you know, last year the defense, gosh, every time they got off the field, it seems like they turn around and going back on the field because the offense was so bad.
And I had spoke to Jake this week for a different show, and we were talking about Dave Canales, and you're right in that what he did kind of last year, when he benched Bryce, right, you bench a number one pick, and then you kind of do the same thing with Dowdle, and you're like, hey, you're our guy, when you bench Bryce and you do the thing with Dowdle, he has that locker room. That was Jake's point.
Yeah.
Dave Canales, that locker room is behind him 100%. And, you know, there's a lot to be said there.
No, you're totally right. And I think the fact that he did bench Bryce, because players were kind of getting a little restless with what was going on. And I think, you know, I think it was good for Bryce to step away and kind of watch the game and slow it down a little bit for him. And he's, you know, he's been really clutch in the final minutes of a game. I mean, that's where he's really been good this year. He's 4-0 this year and won 4 games. He's just made no mistakes down the stretch in those type situations. So, yeah, I think the formula is right for them. And as they add more pieces, they get more dynamic offensively. But, yeah, and they got guys like T-Mac at wide receiver, their first-round pick this year. I think in years to come, he's going to be a big-time wide receiver. He already is pretty darn good. He actually said last week when I asked him, how do you, evaluate your first half of your rookie season? He said average. And, you know, his numbers might look a little average, but the things he does and the coverages he draws, it opens things up for everybody else, and it even helps the running game. So, I mean, they've got a lot of good pieces and a lot of draft picks. That's why they didn't make a trade at the trade deadline, because they value those draft picks and they want to build around the draft and they want to make this a team, young team, that can win for a lot of years.
And as you kind of talked about, this will be the biggest wide receiver crew that the Saints will take on. I mean, Tet's 6'4", you got 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2". I mean, this is going to be a big, big lineup. But I'm not a fan of the way that the season has laid out, because we are the same. Our first division game wasn't until week 8. You played Atlanta early, but you've got us twice, Tampa twice, and Atlanta. So the whole the schedule in front of you is so NFC South driven. I'd like to see it a little more balanced. I'd like to see it also late, but you know, you can kind of control a little bit more of what you want to do.
No, I agree. And they the Panthers actually, the way their schedule sets up, they've also got a bye late here. They've got another 4 or 5 weeks before they get to their bye week, so they'll have a chance to catch up from that. And, again, that stretch where they hit, especially back-to-back against San Francisco on Monday Night Football, and then you go into face the Rams, I mean, that's a pretty tough two-game stretch. And to me, two of the better teams in NFC. So that's going to be that leading into the Tampa Bay game. So they can find a way to split a couple of those games and be in position down the stretch with Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay is playing really well. Baker Mayfield and that group, they've really impressed me, especially with all the injuries they've had, and especially a wide receiver. To do what they've done has been really surprised me in a lot of ways. So, but Carolina has too, and I think all they wanted was a chance to be relevant again, and they've kind of put them in that position to be relevant, and they haven't been that way really since, 2019, and only halfway through that season.
Well, we're 1-8, so we want to be relevant as well. And so we will see how things go on Sunday. It's always a good matchup. Tyler Shuck, you know, just to be his second game. Appreciate your time, and you know, best of luck. Other than two games, the rest of the season, knock the heck out of Atlanta and knock the heck out of Tampa. We'd love it.
Well, it's been interesting because I asked Dave Canales today. I said, the trap games, you never really had a trap game, and this is for you a trap game. And he said, I don't even know what you're talking about. We prepare for everybody the same, but this is the first time they've had a trap game where the opponent is a big, you know, a big underdog in a long time. So it'll be really interesting to see how they handle it.
Well, we're getting used to it. And you guys had to deal with it last week in Green Bay. Two touchdown underdogs in Green Bay. Go to Lambeau and get that victory. You know, wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but when you can win kind of not, you know, pretty and get that W, all the more important. Now, thank you very much. That's David Newton, covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D. Newton ESPN. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas, we are at the First American Bank as they celebrate what is a month-long honoring veterans and military families. It's their month-long celebration. Back after this on Fans of the Pro with you until 6 o'clock. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First American Bank in Vacherie. Going to stay open a little later tonight than normal. They will be closed on Tuesday in honor of Veterans Day. It is their Veterans and Military Families Month celebration. We talked to Mr. Stibe not too long ago, probably one of my most favorite interviews, and we've done a lot of interviews on Fans in the Pro, but he is just a character and plays golf, taught himself how to play the organ. He sings. He's done his banking here for 65 years, served in the Army in Vietnam, and shot the howitzer. So, you know, that was a blast.
Yeah, Mr. Claude said he just can't play this organ over here and not have any sound with it. So he said, I'm going to sing as well with it. So.
Right. And so we started talking about just kickers in general for some. And so they're kickers are to me golfers. That's the closest thing to golfers as you'll find, because they get it in their head. They get the yips. And I go to Eddie Pinheiro because I remembered him. Mm-hmm. So week one, San Francisco fires after week one. They get rid of Jake Moody, who was a third round, third or fourth. So
third.
Get rid of Moody, and they bring in Eddie Pinheiro, who's, you know, how old's Eddie? Eddie is 30, been sitting on his couch. In fact, he kicked for Carolina for many, many years. So they say, well, we'll just bring him in. Eddie Pinheiro, give him a workout. They signed him. Eddie Pinheiro, we faced him in week two, and has not missed in 2025. He is 19 of 19, the only kicker in the NFL to be at 100% if you've had at least 10 kicks. 6 for 6, 50-plus, never known for a big leg, but 6 for 6, 50-plus. And he was in Carolina for 3 years, so we know him well, and we faced him.
Well, here's the thing, and we have a new record this year, Cam Little.
Yeah.
The NFL changed the kicker ball.
Yes.
This year.
Yep.
And we have seen unbelievable kicks from kicker. And so what I mean by that is they now are allowed to break in the ball. Normally, or in the past, it has been where you show up game day, that was the ball, the K ball. They would put the K on it. These are the balls that you can kick out of the box.
It was orange. They were literally orange.
Yeah. And, well, it used to be that way for quarterbacks as well.
Right.
And so this is the ball, and it's literally that you see the guys trying to break them in on the sideline. But, I mean, literally they allow those kickers this year now to be able to kick with that ball during the week.
And they do more than kick with it.
Well, I mean, they manipulate it, but that's a different story. But you have seen kicks that are normally, we used to say a 52-yarder, a 53-yarder, that's a long.
Right. Now, now
it's like, hey, if it ain't 55, if it ain't 55 or longer, then 50 and 55, 52 yards, man, that's chip shot for you.
Yep. Take a break. By cost, Deuce McAllister. We're at the First American Bank in Vacherie. Back after this on Fans and the Pro. Stay with us. Yes, do come by First American Bank in Vacherie. Just don't do it anymore today. We're going to close down the shop for today. But our thanks to Rosie and everybody here at First American. Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. It's on our calendar every year, and we look forward to it. And Deuce, always a good time.
Great time. Great people. You know, thank you to First American Bank. Come by, see them. Not only, you know, obviously tonight, maybe a little iffy, but later on, come and check them out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Saints and the Panthers on Sunday. Listen early. Hopefully come back with a big W. Thanks again for listening to Fans and the Pro from First American Bank in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20. Don't forget, you got the Prep Football Show coming up at 7 o'clock, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.